listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. Last session at the Nasty Table.
The symbol that's carved or almost stamped into them.
So, ain't no use to these things.
Little what?
Grim?
That was almost stamped. Why do you give a shit?
You're not blocking these people from getting to the next plane. Do you know that? You've done this a lot.
Oh yeah, most of my life.
Massive gothic style castle.
I'm here for Amadeo, the blacksmith. Amadeo he's dead.
Ground split open and Warforged just poured out.
They won't tell us what's going on. Could you please talk to the Countess?
Asan, we're dying here.
I have business in Fort Chasm. Attend the funeral. And that's it. I'm sorry, Adam.
How would you guys feel if I would allow the spellcasters, along with everybody else, to make use of a rule that I'm thinking, why am I even fucking dancing around it? I'm thinking about introducing a rule that would allow you to use a spell slot when you have to be depleted of spell slots, no spell slots left. I would let you use a spell slot and gain a point of exhaustion equal to the level of the spell slot. So if you're out of spells, I'll let you gain a point of exhaustion if you want to cast a level 1 spell. 2 points if you want to cast a level 2 spell, and so on. Additionally, I would allow you to take a point of exhaustion if you wanted to regain additional hit die beyond what your hit die are. What do we think about that?
Do we regain the exhaustion after a long rest?
Only after a long rest you regain one.
Oh.
I like it. I want it.
What's exhaustion?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
So exhaustion is a tiered system where the first level of exhaustion does something, the second level does... So at level 1 exhaustion, you have disadvantage on all ability checks. Level 2 exhaustion, your speed is halved. Level 3 exhaustion, you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Level 4 exhaustion, your hit point maximum is halved. Level 5 exhaustion, your speed is reduced to 0. Level 6 exhaustion is death.
I love that idea, honestly. I think that makes sense. Like,
I like it.
Yeah. Pushing RP wise, that could
make sense. Pushing yourself beyond your limit.
So, how about inspo as well as.
Absolutely not.
No?
Nope. Inspo is. I can only allow that for the rolls, rolling twice and getting advantage. Inspiration by itself is already a super, super powerful thing, and most tables don't even use it. Not most tables. Some tables don't even use it.
So just doing anything for the non-spellcasters?
Yeah, so if you want to do that, you would... I would let you gain an extra hit die to heal during a short rest.
Oh, it's just that part of it. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't you have abilities as a monk? That you can.
I would let you with key. Yeah. I would let you do it with key.
Oh, that's what I'm like.
Yeah.
So it's whatever your thing is as a character.
Key. Yeah, I would say key
for
you.
For any like. For yeah, barbarian. It would be like
rage.
Yeah, shit like that. Like it's.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Yes, we'll play with this. We got to name it too.
And it only happens after you expel all
once
of that
you,
ability.
Yes, fully out of it. And additionally, to just say for the record, this is only existing while we're using extended rest rules.
That's fair. Is there any parameters on using it for the hit die? Like, do you have to be at a certain health?
You have to be out of hit die.
Okay, yeah, okay. I like the idea of, like Iron Man in Endgame, where, like, you take all your power and you just die.
Yeah.
Like, you there was one 6th-level spell to save everybody.
Yeah.
Or no, is there only 5th? No, there's 6th-level spells, right?
Yeah. There's 9th-level spells.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
G- Give me a name for this so I can write it down. Come on. Give me one. Anything.
Fuck.
Because I'm not doing alternate exhaustion rest rules. I don't like that.
I'll call it like iron will. You use your iron will.
Iron will.
You will it to happen.
Iron will.
You just will it.
All right, I'm calling it the iron will exhaustion rule.
That's a good name.
Will exhaustion.
To go even further beyond.
Could I get a recap of that last session, though? So, the four of you, along with the merchant Asan and the warrior Bentavenia, find yourselves within the gated walls of the Avon Castillo. Standing out front of a smithy, your wagons and animals tied to a post near the portcullis. The Black Castle itself looms only a short walk beyond. Asan, deep in thought, scratches his feathered chin, looks up and speaks.
Move the animals to the stables. It's beyond the castle, past the garrison. You can't miss it. Tell them it's for Asan. I need to speak with a clergywoman in the castle, and perhaps the countess herself. He looks off, just kind of like looking at the castle for a second, snaps back. Could one of you join alongside me? He kind of scans across all of you, Bentivenia included. Gaze snaps towards Levi. Preferably you, Leviticus, considering your predisposition of looking like them.
Yeah, I don't see that as no issue. Sure thing.
Okay. Let's go.
I follow.
Starts walking. Kind of hurried steps towards this large castle. What are the rest of you guys doing as the two of them walk away?
I'll walk towards the animals.
Yeah, so and, yeah, bring them to the stables and say whatever.
Okay. So, as they're walking, you easily make your way towards the animals. Bentivenia is alongside you, too. He unmounts Tuga's reins and begins pulling him along. Now, he wasn't incorrect. It is actually very hard to miss it. So, the way that this is laid out is that the castle is where they're walking towards, but beyond them, close against the wall, you see this large building with a kind of pointed tower. And beyond that, still, you do see, and it's impossible to miss, several barns that are set up that look like stables. You see a couple camels that are tied out front of there. It's a fairly long walk, but because the area here is flat, it's, again, impossible to miss.
Start walking.
Yeah, walk up.
Guiding the animals over. Mm-hmm. So, jumping back over to Levi, Asan is kind of matching your pace because he notices he's walking a little bit too fast. Huge steps that extend up, and you can see the front of the castle. Like I mentioned last session, the stonework here is all black. Large doors that are inset on a set of stairs, and above that, this huge pink rose-ish colored stained glass window that's above it. There's two guards that are stationed on either side of this door, but you guys are still a ways away. This staircase looks pretty intensive. Asan kind of pauses for a second.
The castle steward, we'll see him inside. His name is Alcaris. See if we can find where this clergywoman I need to meet is. She'll give me details on Amadeo's funeral. If the countess is here, then we can speak to her too. The count is not here, so she's in charge. They said, he was in Kincaidine. I don't know. Ready?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. I'm just looking around. Is there any merchants in this area?
No, you have not seen one yet.
Okay.
He begins stepping up the stairs.
I follow.
Probably about halfway up the staircase, he raises his hand towards the guards who are looking at him.
I am Asan, a merchant. I'd like to speak to Sister Layla. And the guard kind of looks down for a second, gives him a nod, and the guard steps in, opens up this huge door, closes it behind him. Asan's still like halfway up the staircase, standing next to you, just kind of waiting. A moment passes before the door opens. The guard peeks out,
gives a wave to come inside. Asan begins walking up.
Follow.
Stepping up and entering in, the guard steps out before the two of you actually enter in, and just kind of like gives a nod. Stepping in reveals a huge, huge foyer. Almost like ornate, like mosaic tiles that are lining the floor, and it gives way to this giant wrapping staircase banister above. The construction inside is stone brick, but it's like black. And the sun, you can see it cascading in from this giant stained glass window, kind of filters the light, shedding like this bright, almost skin-colored hue over everything. I'm going to give you just a brief description of what you see really quickly. To the right, it looks like there is a doorway that's open. There's not like a door on it, just a doorway. To the left, there's another doorway, but this one looks larger, and obviously the stairs ahead. But what catches your eyes first is what looks like a half-elf wearing generally nice attire standing in front of the door. Asan is ahead of you, and the half-elf kind of like looks off and... Hello, Asan. Asan gives him a nod. Elkhurst, can we come in, please? Half-elf nods, takes a couple steps back. Asan enters and kind of puts his hand on the door for you to kind of like go underneath his arm.
Yeah, I do that.
And as you do, he closes the door. No one else in here except for you two and this half-elf.
And how far are we from... Are we right up on him now?
Yeah, I would say probably maybe like 2 or 3 paces away.
Okay.
Half-elf looks off. What can I do for you, Asan? Asan, I need to speak with Sister Layla and the Countess if she's in. Half-elf nods. Sister Layla's in the chapel. Countess Savan is in the study. Have you been clued into what's going on here? Asan nods. Not much, but that the last 3 days ago, Warforged, I'm not sure, information is thin? The half-elf, we lost about 100 people, I don't know much of what's going on, Constable Briggs obviously is heading whatever they're doing with the Warforged, but, he isn't sharing much with anyone beyond the Countess, so if you do get her ear, please, if you can find out more information for us.
They getting over the walls? You guys got them pretty contained here.
From what I know, it's contained here, but I haven't talked to anyone outside the walls.
Y'all ain't been down the road down there? All the... And I look over to Asan.
Asan just kind of like... Roll insight. He wants you to keep going.
Maybe y'all send like a party down the road. There's a bunch of those Warforged heads on spikes.
There's, and Asan cuts in, a few, just a few scattered about that we saw. Perhaps
hunt
orcish clans that may be in the area, but nothing to send a party out for. You agree, Leviticus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The chapel, you said? And the half-elf nods. Yes. I apologize. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Elkhurst. I'm the castle steward. And he extends his hand out.
Leviticus. Leviticus Kane. Just looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah, huge vaulted ceilings. And it's nice and cool in here, too. Nice break from the hot, hot outside. Well, Elkhurst, I appreciate your help. I'll be on my way. Thank you. He kind of scooches past him, heading off to the right. What do you do?
I take a minute, just looking, not noticing that he left, and then watching him leave, mm-hmm. and catching him at the last second following.
Mm-hmm. Catching him at the last second, and kind of under his breath to you, Asan goes,
I
don't know if they know anything about what's outside. Let's just see what they know first, especially the people who know more.
My bad, Joe. Okay. I'll let you do the lead. I gotta ask though, you do a lot of back and forth with the royalty? As a mere merchant?
If you ask royalty about the Avon family, they'll say that they are not royalty. Lesser noble families. They fall under the Sarninians.
I wasn't asking about no history, I'm just saying. You got a lot to deal with them here? I thought you'd just be coming and going, selling, trading, buying.
Nobles have eyes for merchandise that other people see as worthless. They have different tastes.
Yeah, for sure.
Chapel is right down here.
Yeah.
Stepping up behind him. Jumping back outside. So you guys who are taking these animals off to the stables, the first building that you're going to have to pass, like I mentioned, kind of has this high rising pointed tower on it. And you can peek in as you're even walking by, pulling all the cattle and your mule, all the animals by. Looking in, you can see what looks like a couple guards milling about. One of them sitting at a table, looks like he's scribing something. Another guard looks like he's opening up a chest and like just putting a bunch of stuff into a bag, closing it. They don't pay you any mind. Even if they do catch your eye or match your glances, they don't do anything. They just stay about their business. This seems like some sort of building related to the guards, for sure. Continuing on, though, you can see the stables that are out there. And there are a couple camel that are tied off, as well as what look like two larger horses. There is a lot of room and a couple of different stables that are there. Out front, though, you do see a human man who looks like he's spreading around some hay with a pitchfork into one of these stalls that are there. Who's at the front here?
I think I might be in the front, like, leading Turnip.
Okay. This farmhand looks up as you approach, quickly looks off behind you to see all the animals, and then kind of looks at you again.
Hello there.
Hi.
I was sent here by my friend Hassan.
Oh, Hassan's here?
Yeah. We were just hoping if maybe you had a spot that we could give these guys a little rest while we figure out our business.
Sure, yeah, we can get you set up in here. Are you a friend of Braid's?
Yeah.
That's great. I didn't know there was anyone else. Okay, yeah, we can bring them in. I'll set them all up in stalls. If you want to just unhook them from the carts, I can get them fed, get them watered.
All right, I want to flick him a silver.
Flick him a silver, yeah. He grabs it. I appreciate it, thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess we're good?
Yeah, you guys take the time, unhook everything?
Yep.
Where are you guys putting the actual physical carts?
Is there a spot for it?
Not for the carts, but this guy, after he's like guiding the animals in, kind of looks off. We have guards posted up around here. No one's going to touch your things.
I look at Kree.
Do you trust that? I don't want to make the call here. I trust him.
Is there room to... Like, could the carts fit in the stables?
Maybe. Not Hassan's. Your guys is for sure.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave Hassan's outside. He's, you know, I'm sure that's okay, right? Everyone here knows Hassan. I smirk. And we'll take our cart inside. And then I nod. Like, go on.
Okay, sure. He kind of steps back over, continues pitchforking out and spreading hay around.
He'll push it in.
Nice. Same.
Push it in, and it seems like it can get behind this, like, half door that's there. Put it in.
Okay.
Close it. It seems to be secured within the stables here. Turnip is easygoing, and this guy seems like he's good with Turnip and guides him into a stall that's there. Also guides in all of the ox from Hassan, as well as the camels that Hassan had And Bentivania, for what it's worth, basically hands over Tuga as well.
Cool.
What do you guys do?
I looked at Bentivania and I'm sorry, I forget. Have you been there before, or no. Have you not?
No, never. No, this is
so you wouldn't.
This is pretty far travel wise for me.
I see. I just look around, like maybe we wait outside of. We wait outside for Hassan.
I can, if you want to maybe take a look around, if there's anything you want to buy, or I don't know.
Let's take a look around.
Sure.
I'll take a look with you guys.
I'll head towards the castle. If Hassan comes out, I'll meet him.
Okay.
Wonderful. I'm going to get my gold in the cart real quick, and I'll be right outside, but Bentivania, we'll meet pretty soon. So.
He nods, kind of takes a couple steps back.
Mm-hmm.
Back inside the castle, Levi with Hassan walking through this doorway, you see a pretty large hallway that extends here. There are a couple of doors, I would say probably about five in total that you see, four of which are on the wall opposite. Three of those four have doors. The one all the way at the end just looks like a doorway, but it is pretty wide. On the wall, though, and the one thing that you notice on the opposite wall is this large painting in an elegant golden frame. It depicts a woman standing and a man behind her with his hand on her shoulder. They both look really well dressed, and the painting looks pretty well made, too. The last door of the five doors is directly down the skinny end of the hallway, and it looks like more than likely it leads outside. There's a window that's on there that you can kind of look out and see maybe something beyond you. It's too far to really make it out, but light is coming in. Hassan kind of points towards the doors. He points towards the closest one. He goes, study, servants' quarters, chapel. Don't know what that one is. Chapel is where we need to go. You ready?
Yeah. I walk up and I grab the door for him.
Grab the door. Open it up to reveal a small, very obviously a chapel, but very small, stained glass window directly across the back that depicts this female figure in a hood. You see eight hands reaching out from beneath the cloak there. There's a woman in the back who looks like she's dressed in simple attire. She's behind like one of those daises that are there. It's very small. There's only like two pews that are set up here. The woman immediately looks up as the door opens and Hassan walks in, you still holding the door behind him. Hassan walks in and greets this woman.
Hello. Hello, sister. The woman kind of gets closer. Hi. How can I help you? My name is Hassan. I am an associate of, your blacksmith who had passed away, Amadeo. I was wondering when his funeral would be and if there's anything that I could do to assist it. And the woman nods. Well, we have, mass burial for the dead scheduled for tomorrow. Individual funerals are set for Amadeo, like you mentioned, and then three of the servants. That's going to be the day after tomorrow. Hassan nods. And anything that I can do to assist with... The woman shakes her head. No. We are, we're all set. She looks off towards you behind. Hello.
Hey, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Levi's the name.
Sister Layla, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Anything I can help you with around these parts?
No.
As you're getting a good look at her, she looks younger. Maybe like 26, 27. Red hair. Generally pretty.
You give a holler. You need anything?
Are you just travelers or?
Travelers. A little bit of muscle. I pat him on the back.
And he kind of jolts a little bit, like almost like flinches. Asan goes, points his finger. Let's go. Let's go. Turns around. Walks out.
Give her a wink and a nod.
She looks a little awkward as you guys step out. Asan, as the door closes, I want to see if the Countess is in, and I'd like to talk to her. I don't know. What do you think?
What do I think about? We're hanging out here for a few days. Hell, I'll check out their chasm. See if they got work. But besides that, I'm doing a job here. I'm working for you. Ain't nothing to stop that at the moment. So, you want to keep going, I'll keep going.
I don't want to hold this up. We'll still make it to Fort Chasm in good time if we spend 2 days here. But I don't want to get holed up. I do not want to get entangled with whatever's happening here. I really don't. I just want to see the funeral and have that be that.
Fine by me, boss.
I don't want to hold you to not doing whatever you want to do. It's 2 days. You basically have free rein. I imagine the Countess isn't going to have any issue with me staying in the castle, and you're free to do whatever you want. It goes for all of you.
Staying here?
I imagine. I'm going to ask. She's let me before.
Sounds good. You want me to ask her? Or?
I was going to talk with her. She should be in the study, maybe. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
He seems deep in thought and almost like kind of overwhelmed by a lot of stuff. Quickly making his way over to the closest door from when you first entered, he gives a couple quick knocks. Knock, 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 knock. Voice from beyond. Come in. He opens the door and kind of like catches himself for a second and like looks at you. Like he's thinking for a second and then fully opens the door, steps in, and looks towards you to enter as well.
I enter as well.
He steps into this room, and you can see this room now. It seems like a pretty small, pretty simple, hard to, you know, misinterpret study. There are a few tables that are set up here. The largest and most nicest looking one is very ornate. There's a series of chairs that are kind of scattered about, and it doesn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason to where these chairs are like scattered around. Behind this desk is a well-dressed woman wearing a red dress. She's got this long, darker hair, and she's got tanner skin. She's just kind of sorting through papers really quickly and looks up as Asan steps in.
Hello, Asan. I am surprised to see you here. And Asan... Yes, I'm here for Amadeo. I was going to have him make a replacement axle for me, and then I found about what had happened. I apologize. And he takes a step back, almost like composes himself, and takes a bow. Countess Avon, this is a member of my caravan guard. His name is Leviticus Kane. And he kind of like looks towards you, still like bowing a little bit.
Nice to make your acquaintance. Half-heartedly try to bow.
Roll charisma. Just a general charisma check.
Eighteen.
Pleasure to meet you as well. I never knew Asan to need a caravan guard, but I suppose every bird has its day. Asan, there are 93 people dead, and the count is not here. And I'm sorry that you came at a time like this, but you really must go as soon as you can. And Asan looks almost like angry a little bit. I would like to stay for Amadeo's funeral. I will be staying for Amadeo's funeral. She goes, okay, Well, you can do whatever you want, but it's dangerous here. It's a sticky situation. We lost 13 of our guards and countless others. We blocked off the entrances and the exits. I don't want anyone in or out, and that counts the people of Drasul as well. Hassan kind of takes a step back for a second. Hey, how will they get water? The Countess just kind of shakes her head. Well, they will figure it out. We'll get this figured out. Briggs is on the case. Hassan is just kind of quiet for a second. Well, I know you want me gone, but I would wonder if you would let me stay within the castle walls tonight. The Countess. Yeah, of course. You can.
Is there a vibe between the two of them?
It's like weird.
A little history?
It's weird. It's definitely weird, and I, you don't even need to roll insight to kind of pick up on that this is a strange interaction. A level of decorum that's kind of almost immediately undercut by the way that they're speaking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Would I think that the pause before he went into the door had something to do with that? Meeting her? He didn't pause when he went into the chapel.
Yeah. Yeah. You can roll insight. I might be able to tell you a little bit more on little things.
16.
The pause was probably about you. Whether that is whether or not he wanted you to meet her or whether he was nervous about you meeting her for some reason, you're not sure. But there definitely is, like I mentioned, this level of decorum that is being undercut by the tone, for sure. Hassan, just kind of in this awkward silence. What is the plan then? If I'm to leave after Amadeo's funeral, what happens to the Castillo? What happens to you? What happens to the people here? She says, Constable Briggs has a plan. Albeit we are lacking men, those that we can't pull from their duties number only to 9, with Briggs included. Hassan, you said you had a caravan guard? Hassan nods, looks off.
I kind of straighten up a little bit, get the shoulders real wide.
Yeah, and Hassan just kind of looks towards you, almost like expectantly.
Yes, mate.
How many of there are you?
There's 5 of us.
5. Would you be willing to take on any work?
I turn to him.
Hassan gives you a look. Roll insight.
16.
It's up to you. Is what that look looks like.
Far friends not in need of us. My boss ain't in need of us, and we got the time. I could see helping out.
Well, we need able-bodied men. We'll pay you, of course, for your efforts. 10 each, if you assist.
10 each being,
gold.
I'll take that back to the group.
If you're interested and you want to assist, just speak with, our constable. His name is Briggs. He's in the garrison. And, Hassan, if your caravan guard does assist, I will let you sleep within the castle walls. Let them sleep here, too. Otherwise, you can spend the night beyond the gates. We'll let you out. You can go into Drasul. Find a spot there.
I turn kind of in the same direction of the chapel, but through this room. You're saying, I'll help you out. I could stay here?
Yeah, we'll allow you to make use of the amenities as well. Courtyard, library,
amenities,
guest bedrooms.
think we can work something out.
It's up to you. If you're interested, like I said, speak with Briggs. I have to continue going over these numbers.
I start, like, bring a shoulder back, like, starting, like, are we inching out of the room?
Asan is staring at her.
And she's not staring at him?
No, she has gone back to looking down at these papers.
She's doing an Excel sheet?
Yeah, she's working on a spreadsheet. She's got the macros down. Asan kind of snaps out of it, and...
You can stay here if you like. I'll go.
Let's go.
All right.
Beginning to walk out, the Countess kind of raises her head for a second. Asan, I know you said you were here for Amadeo, but I think someone else you know may have been lost in what happened. Asan cocks his head back. There was a merchant associate of yours. You two have come here before. Hammy, the large fellow. Asan just kind of like blankly looks towards you for like a split second, gives a quiet, silent nod, and walks out the door. What do you do?
Close it behind us.
Yep. You two, back in the hallway.
Is she talking about big fella?
Yes. We saw him days ago.
The one we saw. She said lost, not dead.
She speaks in riddles. She means dead.
He made it back here for us? Was he coming right here?
No, he was going back to Kincaid. If he continued in the direction that he was going, he would go back to Kincaid. If he turned around, he would have got here well after us. The chalk road is the quickest way.
Trust that fella?
Do me a favor. When you explain to the rest of the group about the offer, see if you can speak with Sister Layla again and get her to show you the bodies. See if Hammy is there. You remember what he looks like?
Yeah. I can do that for you. Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to do that now, or are we going back to the group?
We'll go outside. We'll go back to the group.
Yeah.
He's making a roll.
We'll go outside. We'll go back to the group. Reconvene. I need to speak with Adam some more. But if you can handle that, yes. Okay. Let's go.
Turns around, starts walking back out. That half-elf is still standing there. Looks like he's, like, dusting the walls or whatever. All set, Asan. Asan nods. Half-elf opens up the door. Lets all this bright light kind of wash in. Illuminates the inside way, way better than whatever's refracting through the stained glass. And steps outside. So... while all that's going down, what are you guys doing basically out on the castle grounds here?
I want to wait until Bentivenia is out of eyesight.
Happens rather quickly.
Okay. I want to go back into the stable.
Okay.
I want to walk up to Tuga.
Yep.
I want to graze his neck. And I want to mount him.
Roll animal handling.
Okay.
What are you doing? I love the golden hour on Alex right now.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, he looks really tan.
Shit. Oh, I look jaundiced. 16.
I would say, Rook, it's not hard for you to miss a couple quick steps from Kree before he easily mounts Tuga with a kind of bounding stride.
I literally just go, Kree, what are you doing?
I'm like, come here. Turn Tuga around and I say, I'm going into town. And I start fucking, I'm like,
he's not.
Boom, let's go.
Continuing on, slow pace of the tortoise, kunk, 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 makes his way out of the stables. You guys both back outside, along with Kree, now mounted on Tuga. What do you guys want to do?
Kondo! You there, right?
I don't want to hop on, but I want to, you know, walk alongside of it and kind of graze my hand.
Huh.
I'm okay. You enjoy this one to yourself, Kree, but I will enjoy you riding it, that's for sure.
Okay. Pause.
Chuckle and smirk, and I say, Rook, there's plenty of room, even though Bentavenyet would disagree with me, but trust me, there's plenty of room up here.
It's all right. I need to get my steps in.
Suit yourself.
So, out of this stables, you guys see the castle where you came from, along with that guard building that was stationed basically alongside the wall. Off to the right, though, you see in the distance this huge, like, clay tower. Pretty tall, almost as, I would say, taller than the castle itself. It's pretty skinny. Just even looking at it for a second, you see a bird fly out of it. And then another one fly out of it. There are not a lot of shops here. This place looks pretty spread out, and it looks like every building is intentional. Now, what I mentioned when you first approached those fields and those windmills and some more buildings, that was beyond the actual, like, castle walls that are here. Or I guess I should say maybe the keep walls. Beyond, though, you do see a bunch of guards outside of what looks like a building that's kind of in rubble and ruins. Beyond that, though, you do see some other smaller building in the distance. You're not sure. Back where the castle came, and this is all on basically like the right side of the castle, you guys aren't able to see the left side of the castle or what might be over there at this point, but that's what you see where you are now.
When Asan was talking to the blacksmith's apprentice, did they establish where the fisher was? Like, they said, other than, oh, it's in town?
They said bakehouse.
Hmm. Would you guys like to go to bakehouse?
Of course, I would like to go to the danger. Great. Lead us there on your steed.
I don't know about this, guys.
We don't have to jump right in tonight. We just want to check it out.
All right. We start walking.
Is there any way to...
Nowhere.
Like, are there signs that would direct us there?
No. Noticeably not. This huge tower off in the distance, this crumbled building, probably closer than that, and then beyond a weird-looking building. You're not sure. You can't really make it out, but it's further than both of them. Everything looks spread out, and the only people that you see milling about look like guards, and they're few and far between. You're on the edge of the wall here, and you can kind of look up and even see a guard that's patrolling along the top of the wall.
I say we just, I guess we just go down the road then and pass this, you know, this rubbled house and the, you know, house even further down and kind of just explore. So start leading Tuga that way.
Take it all in. Continuing down this way, as you get closer to this building in ruins, you see that there are a handful of guards that are outside of it, six in total. They look to be talking amongst themselves. You guys are still leaving a little bit of a ways away from it, probably maybe about 50 or so yards between you and this building. Roll perception. I would say everybody can roll perception.
Not one.
19.
Oh, nice.
4.
What time of day is it?
What am I saying? 9.
Sun's starting to inch its way down. You would say later than midday, for sure. Honto, with that roll, you smell like this yeasty kind of like beer smell.
It smells like something's baking. You get a whiff of that?
Yeah, I do.
I hop on all fours and I start to follow the scent.
One of the guards, seemingly noticing the three of you, breaks off from this pack of guards outside of this demolished building and kind of starts closing the gap a little bit. Hail. Can I help you? Can I be of assistance in any way?
We're looking for the danger.
I don't actually say that.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I'll say it. Yeah.
All right. I think my friend here.
I think that's what you said.
I don't know what it is, but I heard it's the bakehouse. It smells very good.
Whatever it smells like is left over from days ago. Bakehouse is in ruins.
Oh, really?
Are you guests here?
Yes. We are with the merchant Asan.
He nods.
We got here not that long ago. He was looking for the blacksmith, but, well, I'm sure you know.
Yes, Amadeo is passed and the bakehouse is in ruins. We're trying to mitigate what's happened. We're under attack. Warforged coming from underground, emanating from, and he points off towards the rubble.
Do you mind if we just take a look at the bakehouse?
Yes, unfortunately I do. By order of the constable, it's under full quarantine. No one in or out, I apologize.
Okay. We fought some warforged ourselves on the way here.
Beyond the walls?
Yes. That's why I figured
killed.
Maybe if we looked, we could provide you information.
If you have information that you may think is useful to what's happening here, I would gladly bring you to our constable for you to share it.
I look at Korean Rook. Kind of like, what do you think? We are working for Asan currently, so I don't want to prematurely take a job. But.
Oh, no job. Just if you had information you wanted to share.
Okay, sure. Take us there, then, I guess.
Yeah.
I nod.
Follow me. We'll head to the garrison.
Okay.
Starts walking. You guys follow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Follow.
Is he wearing a lot of armor?
Yes, he is.
Is it like plate armor? Like what kind of?
It looks like plate armor, yeah.
Must have some tired knees walking in all that armor.
Tired back. And he looks up at you on top of the tortoise.
I say, if you want, I can give you a ride there. It's okay.
No, that's quite all right. My stamina.
No, I insist. Don't you worry. I reach my arm out. Come on.
I can't. If the constable catches me on horse turtle back, I may get a reprimanding. Is this creature yours?
He belongs to the party that I'm a part of. Yes.
Where did you find him?
He's a friend of ours that's not here. He's in town, but he's not here right now. So.
No, I mean, well, where did he find him?
Well, he... I don't know. Do we know that? I look around. Do we know that?
Benti doesn't talk very much.
No. Why do you ask? Do you know where these types of turtles are found?
I have never seen a turtle that big before. Just interested is all.
The view from up here is very nice. I imagine I'm like a foot higher than you guys. Like, tops. Like,
yeah,
the view from up here is very nice.
Yeah, you know what? I'm curious too. Tigger, where are you from?
desert.
Where?
Where the sand is, yeah.
Oh. He's from the desert. From where the sand is.
The guard nods thoughtfully. Should have guessed. You travel with the San, you said?
We do.
He's well respected around here. Have you visited the Avon Castillo before?
Nope.
I think this is the first time for all of us.
No.
That was the bakehouse, stables, and he points off towards where you know the stables are. We have our guardsmen, or I suppose what's remaining of our guardsmen stationed at a garrison right near the front portcullis, the castle, obviously. Large tower, and he points behind. We call it the ward. Basically just a guard tower, but we have a messenger system in there for sending birds short distances, usually to Fort Chasm or sometimes into the town behind us, Drasul.
Is Drasul aware that of the predicament that you are experiencing?
Drasul was involved in the predicament. The gates were open. Drasul lost. Most of our losses actually were the villagers there. We can't let them in. We have a well that we have here. It's referred to as a cistern, but it's a deep well. We run water to Drasul from time to time. Have it out of a depot that we operate within the castle walls, but it's been closed ever since what happened, so they're strapped for water and they're trying to get in, and the Countess doesn't want us to let them in. I'm rambling. Garrison, right up ahead. Getting closer to that building that you saw before that I mentioned those guards were kind of milling about in. And at this point, I would say that Levi and Asan step out of the castle and can see Bentivania at the base of the steps there, kind of looking up. Asan steps his way down. He looks back towards you. Find your party. Let them know what's on the table. And like I said, talk with Sister Layla. Try to see if you can find Hammy's body, okay?
Yeah, I got you. No problem.
He nods.
And I'll let them know about all the work and whatnot that we can be doing. Because I want to say this kind of loud enough that Bentivania kind of hears.
Roll a persuade check. Bentivania, like, just kind of, like, looks up at you. You can just see his dead eyes from behind his visor. Looks back towards Asan. Asan steps up to Bentivania and says, I have to go back to the blacksmith. And as you're kind of, like, walking down the steps, Leviticus, when you're finished, meet me back at the blacksmith. I'll go there with Bentivania, okay?
Yeah, of course, buddy. Give him a pat on the back. Keep
and
walking.
Kind
of
jolts a little bit. And Bentivania, like, almost, like, has to catch him because you guys are walking down the steps as this is happening. And they walk off, and they seemingly walk towards where you guys were at the blacksmith.
Yeah, like, why keep... Are they just being that good of people? Like, why not just, like, open the gates? Like, get the fuck out. Go explore the desert, you robots.
Get the fuck out.
They're knowingly trapping themselves in here with this fissure.
Well, that seems to be the idea that you are under right now.
Most of the people, well, I can't say most, you haven't talked to everyone, but like multiple people now have been like, what? It was outside the gates? There were warforged?
Yeah, like they don't know that there were warforged outside. Like,
what?
And they're not letting people out.
I'm starting to regret offering to let that guard ride Tuga.
Perhaps this is a conversation best had in character. Levi, on the steps of the castle, it is not hard to miss a giant tortoise with a small dragon riding atop it.
Is this still in Bentivania's viewpoint?
Almost as if, like, just as Bentivania turned the corner, then Tuga with Kree kind of
step by, being led by a guard, you notice. You're probably maybe like 25 yards from them. And it looks like they're making their way towards a building that's kind of set up against the wall there.
A little jog to catch up with them.
A little jog to catch up.
He's going to be so mad.
Wait, do I see Benti?
No, you do not.
Okay.
You guys see off to the right, kind of a light jog, Levi. The guard stops for a second. Can I help you?
Completely ignore him. Talk to the group a little bit up so I can acknowledge the man on the turtle. Countess inside, she was saying 10 gold each if we help out with the little fissure problem. Hassan cool with it? I think we're only staying for like a day and a half, 2 days, so I'll make gold while we're here. But if we help them out, look at the guard and then back to them. 10 gold each. I'm in. I told her I would talk to yous.
I'm sorry, you spoke with the Countess?
No, I'm breaking eye contact from them.
What if we can't help them? Do we not get the gold?
Can I look at this guy? Does he look, like, big?
No, actually, kind of scrawny.
You think we're going to be no help to them?
I'm saying, how do you know that they're actually going to pay?
Oh, y'all should, oh, we could stay there, by the way, too. She said, if we help out. We could, the castle. You seen that thing? They got at least 40 gold.
You talked to the Countess letting you stay in the castle? Excuse me?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Kind of backs up just a little bit.
Mr. Guard, what did Hassan used to do here?
Hassan was a trader. He would bring in
goods. Did he live here?
No, but he would visit frequently. He was a common face, yeah. Well respected.
Any other merchants been around?
We had a handful a few days ago. One of them died when all this went down.
Oh, we've been around those guys, trading merchants. Anybody, you got a name? I hope it's nobody we know.
I didn't meet him. I only know that he died because of the reports.
Oh, what's the description?
Well, I said he was well fed.
Oh. I look up to the sky. Oh, I hope it's not you. Reports?
I'm trying to piece together exactly who you people are, but if you were speaking with the Countess and she offered gold in return for you assisting with us, I think that you should probably speak with Constable Briggs in the garrison. He would have those reports.
And we're headed in that direction now?
I saw these guys walking around, and they said that they knew something about Warforged, and I said that it would be good to talk to...
Why don't you just point us in the way, and we'll take it from there.
Roll Persuade.
17. It's all 16 or 17.
He points towards this building that has this long kind of pointed top on it that's nooked against the wall. Looks like it's made out of a mix of those black stone bricks that you saw and also like regular clay bricks. He points off to it. It's our garrison. You can ask for Constable Briggs inside. Is there anything I can get you guys? You guys want water or anything?
I thought you were low on water.
No, we have water. We have a well. Basically never runs out.
I'm sorry, whose choice is it to not give water to the neighboring, to the town?
I suppose technically the Countess, but it's not that she said we can't give them water, it's that we can't go in or go out or let them in. They have to come in to get the water.
And the constable is preventing, this is the constable's law to not let people leave or go?
No, the Countess outranks the constable.
I look at Levi, like, and you talked to the Countess, you said?
Yeah. She told us, yeah, we'll be good. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Where are you gonna be at if we need you?
The bakehouse.
And what's your name?
Ned. Tell Briggs that I sent you guys over here.
Ned, and what are you doing over there? You're just guard is a big hole?
Sometimes Warforged are still trickling out. They need people to watch.
Yeah.
And you are killing, you're putting down the Warforged by yourself?
No, there's five others with me.
Mm-hmm. Does Ned seem like... he's level one minimum?
The longer you are standing and interacting with this person, the more you're realizing that this kid is probably like 17 or 18 years old. Scrawny and not particularly fit, no. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Keep yourself safe.
Okay, thank you, Ned.
He nods, kind of scurries off.
I whisper, should we just go to the fisher? Let's just go follow him to the fisher.
Hell, she ain't. She told me to talk to the guy, Briggs, but hey, if we're helping, we're helping.
Let's just cut to the chase. It doesn't seem like they're very proficient in stopping the problem, does it? Where did he say the bakehouse was? Did he pointed?
She's right that way, and he's walking there right now.
Let's give him a minute to get ahead of us, and then we'll go.
Okay.
Don't want to say goodbye and then walk in the same direction.
When we were up there, did it seem like there were eyes everywhere? Like, I know there's five of them. But in terms of the vicinity of the bakehouse, does it seem like there were eyes everywhere?
Yeah, it seems like they almost had it, like, perimetered. Purposefully and tactfully, I would say. Tactically.
Okay.
Is Ned out of earshot?
Yes.
I was questioning the fella about the merchant. Countess told us. Remember the big fat fella? The hammy? Yeah. He said he's dead. I was trying to see if Son knew, maybe he beat us back here, cut around some way, but he was going the other way. I don't know what the hell they thought, but some record something says he's dead. Hell if I know what it means right now, but I ain't too trusting.
Did they say anything about Jigix? The lizard?
Nothing about a lizard.
Man?
But neither, they weren't traveling the same direction, right? Those two were splitting up. They might have just ran into each other.
I don't remember.
No, I mean,
Jigix was going very fast, if I can recall correctly, too, so he could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Different pace.
Okay, let's go to the fisher. Even if they are looking. Fuck it.
So, yep. What are you guys doing?
He said, fuck it.
Tuga's going too.
Yeah, walking up, like, in a horizontal line, wall up to the fucking building. Like, squat up. What the fuck happened here?
Right back up.
What did you idiots let happen?
Right back up, and so you guys are on the way walking there, and you can see rather quickly the guard you were talking to, Ned, is stationed there alongside, and you see five other guards all wearing that same armor, and Ned kind of looks up and kind of closes the distance a little bit as you guys are walking up.
Him plus five?
No, the other ones didn't break off.
No, I'm saying
him
so total
plus five,
six.
Okay. Total. Spoke with Briggs?
Yes, he said we're good to go and we can walk inside and look at the fissure.
Oh, he wants you to look at it?
He might even want us to go in it, yes.
Scouting. It's smart. No, it's smart.
It's my skill set. I get on all fours and walk towards the crumbling fissure.
Yeah. Everybody roll persuade as you guys are
you on
the
turtle is just so funny saying that.
Nope. Dude, these fucking dice need to go.
13.
Two.
21.
Deuce.
So, on approach, the guards do look hesitant, but Ned kind of gets up in between you guys and the rest of the guards. They spoke with Briggs. They're, you're mercenaries?
Bit of everything. Adventurers, muscle.
Hired help. They're hired help. They came here with Hassan. Briggs wants them to go in and scout out. And one larger looking guard kind of steps a little bit closer. Okay. Did he brief you on how to get in and where to navigate?
He said that his soldiers knew what to do, so would you like to let us know?
Yeah, so the sinkhole is in the center. The building essentially crumbled around the sinkhole. I'm sure Briggs told you, but the Warforged, they're still coming. They came in droves 3 nights ago, but they're still trickling in, you know, 10 to 15 a day out of this fucking hole. Some of them are slow, some of them are fast, some of them are broken, some of them are, they have red eyes, some of them don't. It's random. Some of them come in groups, some of them don't. But in the center of the bakehouse, there is a hole. Leads down to what Briggs thinks is some old mining tunnels. Briggs got survey maps that said that these mining tunnels went into a large cave system. So if he wants you to scout it out, he probably wants you to find a spot for us to put the explosives tomorrow. So if you want, we'll get you in, but the drop is pretty far. It's maybe like a 15, 20 foot drop down to the tunnels. Go down the tunnels, I suppose, and find a spot for us to put the explosives, yeah?
Are the explosives... Do you have the... Where are the explosives?
Briggs has them.
Jot my memory. Briggs has them, yes. Yeah.
What's the deepest anyone has been in so far?
We have not gone in yet.
I look around kind of like... None of you? Like a little disgusted.
One of them kind of shrugs. Briggs said not to. Said that we were all going to go in tomorrow.
I see.
Why don't you guys just fill it?
That's the idea, is with the explosives we can...
create a bigger hole for them to come out of?
Or create some sort of cave-in to make sure that they stop coming in.
Don't you already have a cave-in?
No, it opens up into a huge system of tunnels. But if we can find the centralized point, I'm sure Briggs told you all this.
Yeah, yeah. How many of y'all need to be up here? What, one, two? Rest of y'all want to come in?
The one guard kind of looks over. Briggs wants us to go in with you?
Their choice, right?
Well, to be honest, I think Briggs had a little faux pas of sorts, because he said that one of you would bring the explosives here, which is why I was confused. So I think before we go in, is Briggs watching the explosives? I don't remember. Are they in the same room as Briggs? Are you going to see Briggs if you go get the explosives, is my question.
Roll deception now.
Briggs told me you would bring all of us coffee. So that's what Briggs told me.
All right, I want to use my inspo.
Okay.
Fucking Briggs. His name's just getting thrown around everywhere.
22, not Nat.
Yeah, of course they're with Briggs. You probably saw him. He's been spending the last 2 days trying to rig him up. If we are going to go in, we're losing daylight. So I suppose if Briggs wants us to go in, I mean, maybe one or two of us can go in with yous. But if he needs more information, yeah, we'll help him get it. I thought he had a spot picked out, though.
Fuck it. Shit, let's just... All right, Ned and big guy, come on. And you, and I point to one guy, watch the turtle. I get off the turtle.
Kree dismounts. And the one guard kind of steps up and, like, kind of starts petting the turtle. The big guy who looks over, he goes, "My name is James."
"James, I'm Kree Stalos, but you may call me Kree."
And Ned kind of steps up too. Okay, Briggs, give you rope.
Shit. Yes, he did. And I pull out my Dungeoneer's pack, the rope.
Okay.
That's not a rope.
And I toss it down. Toss it down the hole.
Briggs, it is a whole Dungeoneer's pack.
It says hempen rope, but it doesn't specify how much.
I'll like take out mine really... as well. And, like, hold it, like, anxiously, like, is he gonna need more?
It's 50 feet. 50? All the default ones are 50 feet.
Oh, of so rope, I think.
Yeah. So we're good. They said 15 feet.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. But now you guys are kind of approaching, and Ned is leading the pack, and he's kind of, like, walking through the rubble, and you can see all of these, like, ovens that have been just smashed to bits, and all these load-bearing supports that are kind of just pressed inward. The centralized location in the center of what looks like it was some sort of bakehouse, somewhere where they would bake bread and make other kind of, uses of grain, all smashed to shit. But in the center, there's this hole, this gaping sinkhole where the edges are kind of raised up a little bit and falling down. Ned gets maybe about like 10 feet from the edge of it. I guess we can tie the rope to one of the beams here and rappel down.
Sure, yeah. Can you tie a knot?
Yeah. Here. And he puts his hand out for the rope. Hands it, and he ties like a little knot and then racks it over what looks like a beam that's fallen over, throws it over, grabs the edge, and kind of ties it off pretty tightly. Okay, who's going in first?
I grab it from him. I didn't see him test it yet, so I want to yank on it really hard.
Yank it hard, and the beam kind of shifts a little bit, but then kind of settles into place.
I look at him a little bit, and then I give him a rope back.
Okay, I'll go first, I suppose.
It's dark. You got a light?
Oh, fuck. I'm a kobold. I just descend.
You descend?
Yeah.
Okay, so grabbing both hands on the rope and sliding down 15 feet, your feet hit ground. With your dark vision, what you see is a tunnel extending pretty far in both directions. Laid on the ground look like railroad tracks, like a minecart would kind of go across. However, all around the edges of this tunnel, piles and piles of these warforged bodies, all unmoving. And it's pitch dark down here. With your dark vision, you know that for sure. The sun is getting lower as well. At this point, the sun is probably starting to creep down to set. You're getting like those deep orange and red hues. Kree, you're down.
So are there tunnels? Like, do I have options in what direction I go, or is it right now one way?
As you come down, it's either left or right, and both of them extend up as far as your dark vision extends.
And warforged bodies just both ways?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we're good.
We'll go down next.
Honto making his way down.
I'll do the same.
I go down there.
Rook gets down as well, followed by the large guy, James, and Ned last. Boots hit the ground, and Ned looks over. Should we split up?
Ned. Oh my god.
I've never done this before. I don't know.
No, Ned. What the f-
I grab his face like he's my lover.
Oh. Sick fuck.
Ned. We will never split up in a party like this.
Wise man once told me, and Briggs says it a lot, rocks fall, everybody dies, never split the party. I've been here before, I remember. Well, which way?
Do we have a light?
You cannot see.
Yeah.
Levi cannot see.
See.
Tabaxi have dark vision?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. And the guys can't see, for what it's worth. The only light is just kind of shining in from the top of this hole.
I have an explorer's pack. Do I have a torch
in there? I have 10 torches. I mean, like, I'll just give them out.
Do you, hand them out?
Get a torch. I'll give one to Ned. I'll make those two. Well, no, he's the one's a big guy. I'll give Levi a torch.
I pick up a rock. If there's like,
I don't
a good
get a
solid like sphere kind of
one.
Rock.
Yeah, probably one about the one? About the size.
Not everyone needs to.
And I want to use my artisan's tools to use my magical tinkering.
I guess
on this rock. I knew I had something.
Is there a timer for that?
I'm reading it. I don't.
Not everyone needs
one. Last definitely has an action.
Baldur's Gate 3 is making it.
As an action.
Changing me, man. So I think you only need like two people to have it.
I'm not seeing it.
So what is the wording on it?
You've learned how to invest a spark of magic into mundane objects. To use this ability, you must have thieves' tools or artisan's tools in hand. You then touch a tiny non-magical object as an action and give it one of the following magical properties of your choice.
Okay.
The object sheds bright light in a 5-foot radius and dim light for an additional 5 feet.
That is so shitty. That's fucking like 10 feet of light.
At least I can see.
Okay.
In front of me.
Yes. So you, what artisan tools are you using?
Oh, I forget. I mentioned which ones I had.
Tinkerer's tools?
Yeah, it's Tinkerer's tools.
Okay.
I didn't write... Yeah, it's Tinkerer's tools.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. Everyone watches as you guys are debating over the torches. Levi kind of reached down and do an incantation, presses tools against a small rock that begins shedding light.
I want to, like, take a deep breath in and, like, we're in a fucking tunnel right now, baby. Let's go. Like, I want to breathe in like it's fresh air.
Roll perception.
For Kree. Nat 20.
Nat 20, air coming down from the right side. There's a light breeze that's likely where, if this does lead into a cave system, and your whole life living in caves, you would know it's off to the right. That would lead further in. And also, you catch a whiff of sulfur. Smells like rotten eggs. Poop farts.
Mm.
Is there no other dead bodies down here? Just Warforged dead
just
bodies?
Just Warforged down here, yes.
No blood?
No blood.
Interesting.
You said there were Warforged on the sides. Like, how wide is this tunnel?
I would say probably about 10 feet wide.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
Oh, and how tall is it as well?
Like, probably
are we all
about,
standing up, no problem.
Yeah, probably about eight feet
oh,
high.
Fuck, okay.
So yeah.
Are the walls like dirt or rock?
Dirt. Compacted sandstone, maybe.
Were y'all just throwing the bodies down here?
Yeah, as they came out, just killing them and throwing them in.
Ain't not a bad plan. I look to follow Kree.
Following.
To the right, I say, and just start walking.
Yeah, I'll walk up front with you because I can see.
The two
right.
Guardsmen taking up the back and walking along. You continue out. Who has a lit torch?
Just Ned and...
Yeah, I want to give one... If they're both in the back, I give one to Ned.
Okay.
I think that's it. Because the torch is...
Does that help us all?
It's a good radius.
Yeah, yeah, so they can see from the back, and then we can have dark vision up front.
Yep. Okay. So, continuing on. Just for me, marching order is going to be Kree.
Can we do two?
Yeah, you guys can go 2x2.
All right, both of us.
Kree and Honto, and then back behind Levi and Rook, and then in the back would be James and Ned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
So, continuing on, you walk, and you see some more Warforged bodies that are down here. Not as many as were originally there, but like one kind of just off to the side, and another one kind of off to the side.
Y'all make it this far into the cave?
We thought if we could get in early while it was actually going down that we could stop it, but they just kept...
You said no one came into the cave.
No, we didn't come into the cave. We came into the mine shaft down here. Like Briggs said, the mine shaft leads to the cave.
Oh. People, you play with your words. It's not like this where I'm from. Let's keep going.
Continuing on. No more bodies as you guys walk for another like 5 or so minutes, and then this track, and you guys are still following a track, curves off to the left.
Is there two
How
paths?
Far?
Nope, just this. It just kind of, it's a sharp like 90 degree turn.
About how far? Like, can we see? Or can, you know, dark vision people see?
Up to where this left. Turns to the left. If you kind of peek your head over, it extends yeah. up until the edge of your dark vision.
Okay, turn to Ned. Like, have you gone this way before? Left or straight?
This is the furthest I think anyone's gone. We only just kind of got into the beginning of the mineshaft there.
Okay, so are we no longer stepping on dead Warforged?
Yeah, I know they were starting. No, you haven't even seen any.
Okay, at this point, okay.
Correct.
Okay, so be it. We go straight. Keep going straight.
Can I look for tracks or anything?
Roll investigation.
14?
Yeah. Ton of disturbed dirt on both the edges of where the actual track is laid. A lot of foot traffic through here recently.
On the main one. Like, I was like, you said there it veers off as opposed
to... No, it doesn't fork, it just turns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, and even to carry that roll through any other point through this mine shaft, tons of foot traffic. Are you guys making this turn?
No, I think we just continue straight.
Yeah.
No fork, no alternate routes. It simply turns.
I want to walk into the wall. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Walking straight, you hit the wall.
Yeah. Okay. We'll continue the turn. Yeah.
Turn and continue on. Walk for another minute and a half. Roll perception. Everybody.
16.
19.
God damn. 10.
Kidding me? That one.
Dark vision boys.
I've literally hit like 4, 3, and 1.
Dark vision boys.
Kree, Honto, you hear footfalls from up ahead.
Footfalls?
Foot falls. Speedy, fast, and up on the edge of your vision, you see glowing red orbs.
How many?
Quick glance, 12. Approaching fast.
Pairs?
Side by side.
Okay.
Far in the distance, and you hear footfalls, very quick and very speedy. Split second, what do you guys do?
I look back. I whisper everyone.
Six enemies.
I turn to Ned and James. Do you know magic? Quick.
No.
Okay, stay behind us.
Closer and closer until on the edge of your dark vision, you see multiple Warforged enemies approaching quickly. We're going to roll for initiative when we pick up next session.
Thank you for listening to this installment of Shadow of the Seven, a Nasty Table production.